Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I'm so happy to be here with you this week. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and we are now really into 2020, and it just feels wonderful. And we're going to be, first talking about the energy of this week. So, if you would like to receive some guidance or would like to talk about the energy that you're feeling or about the topic, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. So let's go ahead. But before I do, if you happen to be on, surfing through Facebook, you can also catch us in our group, Psychic Talk Network, Radio Network, and you could go to our simulcast and listen there as well as asking your questions there. All right, so last week we had a few different energies coming in, especially when it came to the full moon that we just had at the end of last week. And so we ended the week with this need to do some self-care. And so, that self-care, when we do that, we're able to really recharge and refresh and rejuvenate ourselves so that we can receive that clarity that we're meant for. So that's where we kind of left off. So this week's energy, as we, continue to do that self-care, especially if you're feeling that need to do a little bit more rest, do a little bit more for yourself to fill your energetic cup. If you're still feeling stressed, if you're still feeling exhausted or drained, to listen to your body and do that self-care. But as you do this self-care, what you may notice is for this week is that you start to receive clarity. You start to receive what it is that you need to do next, and to be able to know what it is that you need to do this week. So this week we're going to be in a faster movement starting this week, and it's going to continue on most of this year, if not all. And so we're going to be in this faster movement of action and doing those things that we're meant to do, taking those steps, and really coming out of our comfort zones. So this week we're going to start to receive that clarity as we do that self-care, and this clarity that comes in is going to be part of your purpose and part of those goals that you want to achieve. So what it is that, you have that big purpose that you're meant to do, but now you're going to be able to receive those little steps that you need to take in order to really achieve those goals and to be able to really step into your purpose. And so, and those things will come in through ideas, through messages from the angels, through different signs. And so to pay attention to those as they come in. And then it's going to be important for us to focus on those things that has to do with our purpose, that has to do with those goals that we want to achieve, so that we can be in this forward movement that we are meant for. So I encourage all of us to tune in as always. And Archangel Uriel is stepping forward for us for this energy this week. So, you know, he's been with us for the last few weeks, but, you know, with this being in that energy of movement, but also really understanding our power as we have really, you know, started to get into, this is what we're going to be asked to do, to really focus on those things that we truly want to accomplish, focus on those things that we want to come into fruition in our lives. So, and that is, you know, pretty much that energy this week. So focusing, we're going to get that clarity on what it is that we need to do, and it's going to be important for us to focus on those things and to take action on what it is our next step is. So, you know, if you would, if you tune in, you know, call on Archangel Uriel, he'll be able to show you what those are. And Archangel Uriel is also great when it comes to our next steps, when it comes to what it is that we need to do in order to really, you know, step out of our comfort zones, but also to really move forward. And as we, you know, take care of those actions, little action steps, we're then going to be shown even more as we come out of that comfort zone, as we really move forward and do those things that we're meant to do. So if there are any fears that come in, Archangel Uriel will also be able to help you with those fears and doubts about yourselves that may come in, especially as we are asked to step out of our comfort zone, do those things that we are not used to doing. And you know, that's a normal thing that comes in, those fears, whenever we do something that's new, that do something that's different. So, you know, calling on him, you know, having him step forward and to help you to really be able to release and let go of those fears so that you can do those things that you truly meant to do. So that is the energy this week that's coming in. So I'm so excited because we will be moving a lot faster when it comes to, you know, really going into that vision that we are in 2020. And if this is going to be a long-lasting thing. So not, you know, this year will be a stepping stone for many of us as we start going into this energy of action and really doing those things that we're truly meant to do. And it's going to be important for us to take those steps because it's going to build that, it's going to build our foundation and make this foundation a strong one as we continue on throughout this decade. So, you know, I encourage all of us to really tune in, to do some journaling if we have to do, and also to help with the fears and doubts that may come in, to either journal it or to talk to someone that you can really talk to, that you trust, to really share what it is these fears are for you and to really go into depth with that. And as you do that, you will be able to start to see that this old energy comes out, this fear comes out, and you're able to release it and let it go so that you can really feel into that power that you have within you and then to move forward. So that is the energy this week. And so, you know, if you'd like to really talk about what it is that may be coming in for you, you're not quite sure, but, you know, would like to receive some confirmation, or, you know, would like to talk to me about what it is that you've been feeling when it comes to this energy, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So, before we go ahead and talk about who it is that we truly are. I do want to take one call before we go ahead and do that. So let's take this call. Area code 914. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Catherine. My name is Catherine also, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
Good, good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you so much. So how can I help you today?
I was wondering if you could please look into a woman who was supposed to have a meeting on my behalf for a work endeavor. And I was wondering if you see if she has, in fact, had that meeting already, and if so, how it went.
So I know that you're asking about this. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what he's bringing to me is that there is this healing that needs to be done when it comes to trust. And so has there been a lot of things that have happened in your past, in your childhood, when it comes to trust?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could now see why you're asking this. But, you know, to really be able to, so Archangel Raphael wants you to know that it's really important for you to trust yourself because you have this great ability to do that. But you do doubt yourself a lot. And this does have to do with healing that needs to be done from the past. But to know that who you truly are is this person who's able to and has this intuition that you just need to trust it. And this intuition that you have is always right whenever you are able to really tune in. So, you know, I encourage you to tune in with Archangel Raphael, but also to ask for your higher self whenever you do tune in, because it's going to help you to understand. And of course, you know, we're going to be talking more about this on today's topic, but who you truly are is this person who's able to sense things and able to know things. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to practice trusting in what it is that's coming in for you. So, you know, I want to ask you, when you thought about this person and the meeting, what is it that came into your mind quickly? And what is it that you felt?
Truthfully, I think she maybe hasn't had it yet, you know, and just doesn't want to tell me, you know. That's what I think. And then I see myself there, so maybe she'll invite me to it when it really does happen. Or I should ask her if I should be there when it does happen.
Okay. So what's important here is to take those things that come in right away for you. So, you know, the first thoughts that come in is to trust that. Because after a little bit, what happens is ego starts to come in. And because you start thinking. So when you start thinking, you start to doubt yourself. And you start to get all of these different questions in your mind that comes in. But know that that's ego, but that first instinct that comes in, that feeling you get in your gut, that is that intuition that you have that you need to really trust. So, you know, So yeah, that first feeling that you got, really trust that, because you know, if you look into those things that have happened in the past, I bet that you'll be able to say, you know, I knew that. I knew what was going to happen, and that was my first instinct. But then, because you kept thinking about it, it made you doubt what it is that you really truly were feeling. So if that makes sense.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, yeah, you have this amazing ability to be able to feel into what's going on around you. So, all you have to do is really tune in and trust those first feelings that come in. And that's your intuition that's coming in.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, and thank you for letting us know about the energies this week, about moving faster. That was great also. Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful week, and please, you know, keep me posted on how things are going for you.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you. I definitely will.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So, and it's always amazing how the angels always bring in, you know, the right people at the right time. And so, you know, talking about talking with her about who she really is kind of what it is that we're talking about today. So the topic is who are you? And so many times in our lives, we, because of society and because of those things that other people have told us on what it is that we can't do, or to be certain things, or be, act a certain way, or, telling us that we're not good enough in some way, or, we're not capable of doing something. All of those fears and doubts come in, and these are things that we truly need to heal, because who we truly are, and the divine is always reminding us that we are magnificent beings. We are amazing and perfect souls that are here to do amazing things, that are meant to do so many great things. But because of these things that we need to heal from, childhood, whether it's, parents who have told us different things that it may not have been on purpose, but, because of their own things that they needed to heal, their own things that they've went through, that they've told us things that we can't be, or, we had to be a certain way or act a certain way. And those things really, keep us and block us from knowing who we truly are. And so a lot of times, I ask, even not only to kids, but to adults, like, who was it that you truly wanted, or what is it that you truly wanted to do when you were younger? And what is it that you wanted to be when you were younger? Because when we are very little and don't have all of these different things coming in from other people, we're able to understand who we truly are and what it is that we really want to do, what it is that makes us happy. And, that's why you see kids who are just happy and, always running around and doing those things that they love to do. And so in that same way, we need to go back to that as well. What is it that we are passionate about? What is it that makes us truly happy? And because of, you know, growing up and studying, growing up, just growing up in general, you know, with going, having to go to school and all these different things, that we forget many times. And then, you know, we become adults and we're responsible for so many different things that we many times forget about our own selves. We forget, you know, who it is that we are and what it is that we're meant to do. And so it's important for us to do that healing work, but also then to really tune in with ourselves, do meditating, do journaling, and to get back to what it is that we are passionate about. And so, you know, this past week we had that time, that energy of self-care. And when we do those things that we love to do, you know, whether it's being creative, whether it's taking the time to do some reading that you haven't done in a while, or just taking care of yourself in some way, we're able to start to find that joy again. We're able to start to find that happiness that we are meant for. And so when we do, you know, when we do that self-care, we start to find those things that we are passionate about, start to find and understand and get the ideas, get those aha moments, those lessons that we need to learn about what it is that fuels us, what it is that, you know, we love, that we desire, that we are passionate about. And when we start to discover that, we're able to, and keep doing that work, we're able to really understand what it is that really lights us up, that really makes us happy. And, you know, when we create those things that make us happy, when we do those things that make us happy, we're able to be in that energy, that higher vibration that we're meant to be. Joy, love, happiness, those are all higher vibrations. And, you know, when it comes to self-care, it's about loving ourselves, and it starts there. You know, it's important for us to really love who we truly are first in order to be able to help others, in order to be able to serve others in a way that we're meant to. And then we, you know, find those passions, we find are those things that we desire to do, and then we're able to then create it because we receive that clarity on what our next steps are, what it is that we need to do, whether it's, you know, creating a business, whether it's creating courses or workshops, or volunteering in certain ways, which really helps fuel that passion and fuel what it is that that we really want. And then we're able to do even more because as we are fueled, it helps us to really fill our energetic cups, even doing those things that we're meant to create. And so, and you know, when we do those things that make us feel happy and joyful, you know, it motivates us to do even more. It motivates us to want to go to work, you know, if we're doing work that we truly are passionate about, or to, you know, create that business and create the courses and create those products that you're truly meant to create. And as we do that work, as we do those things that we really want, we are able to help others in a big way. And then as we help others, they're able, the people who are receiving our service are able to see what it is that they are, you know, who it is that they are. They see you doing those things that make you happy and make you feel in joy and live in joy, that they'll want to do it too. And so that then they're able to really, you know, dig into themselves and, you know, find that joy within themselves and find that happiness within themselves and then be able to live it. And that process then starts over with others. And so it all starts with us, though. It's really important for us to understand just how amazing we are, to understand that magnificence that we bring into our lives. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to really look into that if you haven't. And then, you know, doing that self-care. And then this week, you know, to really know that that clarity is coming in, that focus is going to come in on what it is that you need to do next. So who we truly are, to remember that we are amazing beings. We are, you know, here meant to do great things, to make an impact in other people's lives. Because, you know, as divine beings, as those beings of love and light, we are meant to help each other. You know, not only our lives, not only the lives of our family members, but for everyone that we encounter. And when we start to live in who we truly are, without the masks, without all that stuff that we need to heal, and really get to the core of who we truly are, we're then able to not only affect those people around us, but we're able to affect others because of our energy that we bring. You know, we start to attract those people that we are meant to attract. And we start to then really bring in those people that are meant for us. You know, if you are creating a business that you truly love, you're going to then meet those people in, you know, so many amazing ways that you may never even think of. You know, they'll start to come into your life, and you'll meet the right people that are meant for you. And then opportunities just open up, you know, when it comes to other things that you need to do when it comes to your business or when it comes to work, job opportunities, when it comes to love, relationships, friendships. All those things truly start to open up when we start to do those things that we truly are meant to do and we truly love. And, you know, when we do those things that we truly love and those things that make us happy, that's when we also know that we are in alignment to who we truly are. We are meant to live in joy. We are meant to live in happiness. You know, that's what the divine wants us for us. And so when we do, everything seems to flow. Everything seems to work out. And, you know, there's, you don't have that stress or that those frustrations and anger that come up when it comes to different areas of your life. And, you know, I'm not saying that there won't ever be when it comes to these things, because, you know, when we do, especially when we start doing those things that we're meant to do, when it comes to our purpose and achieving the goals that we want to achieve, there are going to be times when we do feel a little frustrated because things are not going the way we want to go, or not as fast as we want to go. But to know that, you know, it, overall, if when you think about what it is that you're creating, what it is that you're doing, if it makes you feel happy, to know that that is part of what it is that you're meant to do. And, you know, those frustrations and those things that come in as you're creating that foundation of, and, you know, taking those steps, you know, to know that it is meant for us to keep going, especially if that big picture makes us truly happy. It makes us really, you know, feel that joy. But to know also that when we do those things that we're meant to do, the divine and the angels are always going to make everything happen. So it's you know, everything will be provided for you at the right time, you know, divine timing. And everything will flow, but we have to trust and really have that faith to and know that it's going to come into fruition for us, that abundance will be there coming in. And so to understand that and then to take the action on what it is that they're showing you when it comes to your next steps, when it comes to those things that you need to do, those little steps you need to do in order to achieve those bigger goals. So, you know, this week is about really understanding, you know, who we are and what it is that we're meant to do. And then things will unfold and things will really start to flow in that timing that's, you know, with the divine. And sometimes, and actually a lot of times, we are told to wait, you know, and it can be frustrating, especially when you want things to happen quickly. You want to really get into your purpose and make these things happen. But, you know, we are told to wait because the opportunities that are meant for us, those the abundance that's meant for us, it all comes at the perfect time. It always comes when we need it the most. So, to, you know, really understand that. And, you know, starting next week, I'm actually going to be starting a new series on living a purpose-filled life. So, you know, be sure to join me for that. And so, you know, we'll continue to talk about abundance and we'll continue to talk about our purpose. But for this week, to really focus on remembering who you truly are, the amazing soul that you are, the amazing beings that we are. So, you know, before we continue on, I'm going to do some announcements for Psychic Talk Network. So let's see here. So on Friday, we have the doctors back. So Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax will be back, and they'll be talking about the Tarot Guild 15 years later. So be sure to tune in with them, and they will be doing Tarot mini readings all show long. So be sure to join them if you would like to receive a reading. And then on Sunday, be sure to join us for a special on-air party. So Tarot Today Radio with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be there to celebrate 10 years of radio for Tarot Today. So be sure to join them. They'll be doing mini readings as well as have open lines. So if you would like to talk about anything in particular, be sure to join them on Sunday. And then next week, right before my show, we have Wisdom of the Soul. So be sure to join host Janice Fuchs as she continues her show, her series. And then next week, I'll be back on Monday at the same time. And we will be talking about living a purpose-filled life. So be sure to join me for that. So, you know, so the angels have been, I have them around me, and they're actually kind of showing me different things right now. So I'm a little bit kind of, I have lost for words right now, but I have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us. And what he is wanting me to share is that it's really important as well, you know, as well as understanding, you know, who we are, it's important for us to really speak our truth, to speak about those things that we've experienced, those things that are really on our hearts. Because as we do that, and you know, as we do this healing on ourselves, it's really important for us to release those things that, you know, are stuck within us that no longer serve us. So this past week we had the full moon energy, and full moons are all, you know, always about releasing and letting go of those things that no longer serve us. And so, you know, when we speak our truth, when we speak about those things that, you know, have been bothering us, that have been on our hearts, you know, that's when we're able to let go of the old energy that, and it really help us heal as well. You know, when we start to speak about those things that have been bothering us, we're able to get this new energy really starting to flow in, and we're able to get our intuition flowing as well. That really helps us to learn the lessons behind what it is that really is have been bothering us, that have been within our hearts. So, you know, I want to encourage all of us to do that. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily speaking to someone, but it can be journaling, or it can be, you know, you could record yourself on your phone or whatever, to really just be able to then play back what it is that's really been on your heart, so that you can really receive the messages that come in on what it is that you need to learn from them, so you can let them go, so that you can release that old energy. And as you do, you may feel that release as well. You know, within your heart, you just feel this weight lifted off your shoulders, and you may feel much lighter, and you know, you may feel this new energy, you may feel brighter, you may feel as if, you know, happier, and that's all part of that energy. It's because that energy is being released and let go, and that's part of that process that we need to do, to let go of that old energy. And that's also, and what you do there is to help your chakras when you do that, especially when it comes to your throat chakra. You know, when you speak those things or write those things that you really need to get off your chest, those are old energies that you're, you know, letting go of. And then you're able to get this new energy that you're meant for. So if you're listening in and would like some guidance, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to speak to me on air. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to do this meditation. And that's also why Archangel Gabriel stepped forward for us as well. But before I do, you know, let me go ahead and take another call. So let's see here. We have caller from area code 520. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Christina, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Christina. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
I was just interested in your conversation there. I don't really know. I was just really listening.
Okay. So what was it that you'd like to share when it comes to the topic? Or the energy
to the, for angels, like I use them all the time for parking. I use them for lines. I use them for work. I use them for everything. And I just love asking God, can I use your angels for this? And every time I've asked them to help me do anything, they've helped me. even like to calm me down or to go to sleep or to be on time. Even like if I'm running 5 minutes behind from my home to get to work, I'll ask Metatron. I say, can you, stop time? Let me get there on time. And I'm on work at time. So I just love the things that they can do.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear. So what have you been, when it comes to, I do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. So have you been doing healing recently? I also do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you as well.
Wow. My husband, I give him massages and try to, he gets little knots from moving things and working hard. So we pray, and I try to heal him with my hands, and I try to tell him there's good energy, and I'll get some crystals. And I learned that amethyst is good for health. So just the other day, I was rubbing amethyst on him. So I don't know, maybe that's it. I just been practicing on my husband.
That's wonderful because, Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you. And Archangel Raphael actually wants to, first share with you that, what you're doing is wonderful, but to remember to really, you can do that for yourself as well, so it's wonderful that, you want to, heal others. And that is part of your purpose. That's part of who you are. You are a natural healer. So to know that, to remember to keep doing the healing work for yourself as well. Those things that come in, those fears and doubts that come in, maybe about yourself. So to do that work, and as you do that work, what I see is the stronger foundation of love for yourself that will be coming through as you do this work with Archangel Raphael. Now, Archangel Raphael, yes. So Archangel Raphael is also stepping forward for you because he wants to remind you that you are a healer, that you are able to, use your hands and use your words as well to help heal others. And so, you have these other gifts that, are waiting for you to really discover. So to, keep that in mind, especially as you do this healing work on yourself, let go of those things that have really affected you when it comes to your identity and who you truly are. So as you do this, you're going to be able to discover more of the gifts that you have.
Oh, I love that. And, just for this new year, I was thinking, well, I wasn't thinking, I am going to do it. I want to spend more time on myself because I've given all my children are big now. And, they're past the age of 18. So, now it's my turn. So I have been taking care of me and doing my hair and doing my nails and trying to take care, give myself some love. So that's funny that you said that. It's not funny because, I know it's there, so you read it, But I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm on the right path of doing what I've been wanting to do for myself as well as others.
Yes.
But I'm going to put myself first this time.
Yeah,
and I also
that's
been
so
like
awesome.
Healing my grandson's. He's been teething really bad, so I've been healing him through his feet. So when he has teeth pain, I go and I massage his feet and I tell him you're better and it'll be fine. And he stops crying and he does feel better. So it's good to know I'm on the right path there.
Yes, that's so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is amazing. Keep doing that work on yourself. you know, and you know, whenever those fears and doubts come in about yourself, to call in Archangel Raphael, and he'll be able to help you to understand where that stems from. But yeah, just keep doing that work, you know, keep at it, do those things that you're meant to do. And, you know, this year is going to be wonderful for you. You know, as you keep doing that work on that self-care and just, you know, doing those things that you truly want to do, because it's going to open up a lot more opportunities for you. So I'm so excited for you, and I'm so glad
so
that.
Great.
I'm so glad that you called in, and keep me posted on that. I'd love to hear how each week is going for you, or each month is going for you. But to keep at it. Yet the angels are always there, just as you know. Always supporting you and guiding you. So thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Have a wonderful week.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. I just love hearing from all of you, and just how amazing it is how the divine works. And how our angels work for us and our guides work for us, always being there and providing for us. And so, you know, I want to encourage, especially we're at the beginning of this year, this new decade, and it's going to be amazing for so many of us. Lots of things moving and lots of, growth, as we always do, but you know, especially when it comes to expansion. And, you know, if you're on this journey, this spiritual journey, there's going to be lots of expansion, lots of people really into their purpose and doing those things that they truly love. So, you know, I'm so excited for this new decade that we're in. And so it's just going to get better and better. So, and now we're going to do some meditating. And so if you are able to, if you're not driving especially, I want to encourage you to sit comfortably and take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. And do that a couple of times. And this meditation is going to really help us when it comes to releasing all those things that we no longer need, but also to understand who we truly are, to help us to understand what it is that we're meant to do, and to really go back to just who we are in when it comes to being divine beings, when it comes to being those magnificent beings that we are meant to do so many great things. If you want to keep taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your breath. Then we're going to take our hands to our heart and really focus our mind into our heart space. And to create that atmosphere that is very calming for you, that makes you feel at peace. With the elements of nature. Now we're going to invite our angels and guides into our space. So they will be surrounding us. And they'll be there to support our energy, as well as to help raise our vibration. And then we're going to invite Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Raphael. And they're going to be surrounding right around you. Now they're going to send that energy that they bring to us, and it's going to help open up our heart chakra, as well as our solar plexus, and the chakra energy is going to expand as they continue to send their energy to you. And this energy that the archangels send is going to help expand that light within your chakras, in the center of your chakras. They're going to help expand this light. And it's going to spread throughout your body. And into the space that you're in. If you want to take a few deep breaths, and as your this light expands that's within you, source energy is going to come down as a rainbow energy. And it's going to go through your crown chakra and through your third eye and through your throat chakra. To your heart, down to your solar plexus, to your sacral, and to your root chakra. And it's going to go right through each of the chakras, and it's going to cleanse the chakras as it goes through. And then this rainbow energy is going to come out through your feet. Then what it's going to do is circle back to your solar plexus. And as it does this rotating motion, so into your solar plexus, down to your feet and out, and as it circles back to your solar plexus, it's going to help you cleanse that energy, your chakra. And it's going to help you to get this new flow of energy so that that solar plexus chakra can really get going and moving. and to get rid of that old energy that's stuck within. And as source energy does this, I want you to take notice of the messages that come in when it comes to who you truly are. And as source energy does this, Archangel Raphael is going to help us with the old energy that is within your heart chakra. So he's going to take all this old energy that is going to be coming out and into the energy that he brings. And then it's going to be taken up to this cloud of energy that's above you. And this old energy is going to be transmuted. It's going to be changed into divine love and light that comes back down like rain, the sparkling rain that fills your heart chakra energy. You can take a few deep breaths. Now the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright column of light that goes down all the way down to the center of the earth. And what comes up are these strands of energy that are white and blue and gold. It comes back up, and they'll start to intertwine at your feet. And from your feet, it's going to go all the way up, and all the way to the heavens. So we take a few deep breaths. And when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body and you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope this meditation, which you can do over and over again this week, is going to really help you to understand that power that you have within you, as well as to understand just how amazing you are. And so, you know, to always remember that you have that support of the angels. You have the support of the divine. They're always providing for you and that you're never alone. And, you know, it's just amazing how they're always sending us signs when it comes to those things that, you know, we need to do, or just letting us know that they're there. You know, whether it's through angel numbers, whether it's through, you know, different things, items, animals that you may see, you know, feathers, coins, all those different things. They're all signs for us, you know, to let us know that we are not alone on this journey. And so, as always, you know, I'm holding the space for you. So whenever I'm on here, but also, you know, you can find me on Facebook by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine. And if you go there, you'll find the different ways you can reach me. And, you know, I'm always there if you need to talk. You know, if you are someone who doesn't have someone to talk to really be able to confide in, or to be able to share your truth. Now, please feel free to reach out to me. You can message me. And, you know, I may not be able to get to you right away, but I will get back to you. So sending you all lots of love at night. And, you know, as always, I hope that everyone has a wonderful week. And, you know, be sure to tune in next week as we talk about living a purpose-filled life as we are in this new year and this new decade of 2020. So, you know, for now, I'm going to say bye-bye, but we will talk again very soon. So, have a wonderful week. Sending you all lots of love and light. So, bye-bye for now.